Welcome to yet another fucking episode of Pork Chatter. I bet you didn't think it would go this long, did ya? My name is Sarancha, as always. I'm your host, Sarnacho Sarancha. Been getting a lot of questions about how to spell it. Just spell it however you want. I don't give a shit. With me is my co-host, probably official co-host by now, Asterios Cocaine Nose co-host. Introduce yourself.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm really excited. It's so funny because Porks came out in December. And I'm unironically still very excited about Porgs.
Right, I'm into them too still. I need more plush toys. And I saw what we're going to talk about today is I think Disney is stealing my ideas.
Oh.
Because did the first episode of Pork Cheddar not discuss something almost exactly like this cartoon that we're about to talk about?
Oh my God, yes, you're right. I didn't put that together at all.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure there's Disney executives stealing my ideas. I'm pretty sure that we deserve some kind of royalties or compensation from this. And I'm also pretty sure that Disney is hacking into my dragon energy, which I will explain later. So what we're talking about on this episode of Pork Chatter is we're recording this on May 5th. It's May 5th, right?
Yeah. May the 5th be with you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, did you know that May 4th? Did you know it kind of sounds like the adage, may the 4th force be with you, from the popular movie franchise Star Wars?
I did not know that.
Did you know that? Man, somebody should tweet that. Somebody should tweet that. If I have to see one more fucking thing show up in my timeline of people remixing it with emojis, thinking it's the first time I've seen it, adding cute little fucking pictures. Sometimes it's not even fucking pictures. Sometimes it's just pictures of them in a t-shirt. I hate it. Why is everybody acting like this is a brand new thing? Why?
Did you see my May the 4th post?
No, I didn't. What did it say? I'm already pissed off at you.
I know, but unlike most people, and this is not a joke, I, Asterios, am a canonical part of the Star Wars universe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is that Star Wars or Star Trek? You bought like a star or something?
No, I think that's just you making crap up. No, the famous comic book writer Chris Iolopoulos, who's also Greek, created a rebel base called Asterios. And so there's a comic book, and the comic books now, the Marvel Disney comic books, are canon. So like there's a scene where Luke Skywalker's saying like, oh no, ever since we fled the base on Asterios, we've been having terrible luck. And that's me.
Was that named after you?
It was exactly named after me because both me and Chris Iolopoulos are guests on Star Wars Minute. And the Star Wars Minute host told me, like, you might want to buy Star Wars issue 14. And I was like, why? And they're like, you might want to buy it. And there you go.
Holy shit, that's actually pretty cool.
Thank you.
How do I get the porg that made it onto the Millennium Falcon to be named Sir Nachos?
Interestingly, there is an online campaign to name that porg Terribus.
Any particular reason why?
I don't know too much about it. I don't want to speculate. But and this is just my belief, I think Rian Johnson on Twitter officially confirmed that porg's name, not confirmed, but like blessed the porg's name as Terribus. So I believe we have our officially canonically first name porg.
Would porgs have names? The people on the frog planet keep them? I don't know. This is another thing I want to talk about, because porgs seem to have a very bizarrely developed grasp of language.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Okay, so in the scene, there's one scene in the Star Wars movie, and I probably should have went back and watched this if I'm gonna fucking talk about it on this show, but in the Star Wars movie The Last Jedi, Rey says something like, we don't want something to Chewie. And the porgs, like, look up at the camera, like, we're not Chewy. Like, the implication they understood what the word Chewy in English meant.
Interesting.
I don't understand how that's possible, considering that Luke Skywalker seems to be the only being on that planet that speaks English.
Yes. Oh my goodness, you're right. Again, another thing I haven't considered. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Be honest.
I'm ready.
Because the joke answer is 100%. How much time a day do you think about porgs? I was like, what percentage of your day?
If we're being 100 here, probably like 1 to 2 hours.
I thought so. I was going to say like 5 to 10% of your day total.
Yeah.
Is spent thinking about porn.
I think that's a fair estimate.
We're here today to talk about the new Star Wars Forces of Destiny cartoon. It's just called Porgs.
Porgs. With an exclamation mark. Exclamation mark.
Now, in case people don't know, and I'm sorry, if I'm getting a little bit ahead, I apologize.
No, you're fine.
But Star Wars Forces of Destiny is like a micro YouTube series, a series of 2 to 3 minute cartoons on the Disney Star Wars YouTube channel that feature all of the characters. Like when I was in the bathroom, I was just watching Luke and Leia fight a giant on the Force Moon of Endor. I also watched, I forget her name, Ahsoka teaching the young Jedi Padawan from the Rebels cartoon how to defend himself without a lightsaber. So like they kind of hop around to all the characters. The first cartoon was called Porg Problems.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet, I don't think, have we?
I think we might have, but I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have a refresher.
Well, Porg Problems is a very, very cute... Oh, Ahsoka Wan, that's the one that looks... That's the chick that looks like a clown, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know what race she is, but she does look like a clown.
Well, these Porg cartoons don't seem to be connected, so I'm just gonna jump. Listen, all you need to know about these Force of Destiny is they are canon, yes?
Yes, that's the thing. That's what's interesting. They are canon.
They are canon, and they got Porgs in them, and might be what the rest of... Now, here's how... Well, I'd like to start on Porgs, exclamation point. So the first thing we see is Chewbacca in the Millennium Falcon trying to fix a panel or something. And the lights go out. And he walks over to one of the little cabinet things, I guess a circuit breaker, and he opens it up and out jumps two adorable little Porgs. Now, this is where Disney is hacking my dragon energy. If you notice, in the Star Wars movie, and also I keep saying the Star Wars movie like there's only one, in The Last Jedi, and also in The Last Forces of Destiny, in which we see Porgs, you only see male Porgs. How you can differentiate between male Porgs and female Porgs, we went over this in the first episode, the males got the orange, the females do not. And you only see the male Porgs doing the adventures, but the female Porgs, the only time you see them are in the nests. Like you see the female Porgs in the nest in the Millennium Falcon, you see them in their nest on like the rock cliff, like snuggling with their porglets, but you never see them. But in this cartoon, it was one male Porg and one female Porg. So what I was planning on doing is starting a hashtag campaign, hashtag out of the nest.
Yeah.
But Disney actually found a way to enter my brain. Mm-hmm. Which I believe that they did after I came out with that great first episode. Mm-hmm. Basically explaining the plot of this cartoon. Mm-hmm. And they realized we gotta get this girl. So I believe that they have installed spy software on my webcam. Mm-hmm. Which I keep tape over all the time now.
And but you don't tape over the microphone. Like that's where they're getting the information.
I need to find a way.
Yeah.
And I've also outfitted my hat. Uh-huh. My baseball cap that I always wear with tin foil to stop Disney from taking any more of my fucking ideas. Uh-huh. And I have also stopped drinking tap water.
Here's, you know, a lot of people say like, oh, tinfoil hat people. Oh, tinfoil hat people. But it's like tinfoil costs like a dollar. And if putting a little bit of tinfoil between your hat and your head, I'm not saying like go out and wear a hat made of tinfoil. But line your hat with tinfoil.
Right. Like, I'm not a weirdo. No. I don't want people to be staring at me wearing, like, a fucking colander. What is that called?
I don't know.
Those things you strain spaghetti with, the metal ones.
A colander?
Colander? Is it colander?
I think it's called a colander.
No, it's not coriander. That's something
that's spice.
A colander. I'm not going to rock around wearing a fucking colander on my head, but I am going to line my baseball cap with tinfoil.
Well, it costs like 10... It's like 10 cents worth of tinfoil, and what if it helps?
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing, you know? Like... Look, it's really hard to get someone pregnant, but we still wear condoms.
Did you know that you can only, I don't know if this is true or not, but I read this on the internet. You can only, like, get pregnant 2 or 3 days
yes.
a month.
That is absolutely true. Like, there, you know, couples who are trying to get pregnant follow a very specific calendar. Because there's a very short window of a woman's cycle, which is not like a calendar month, but a 28-day cycle, where women are... especially fertile, where they're ovulating.
They've got that...
I'm sorry?
The egg white cervical mucus. That's how you get pregnant, is it helps the sperm. So, because apparently vaginas are like acid zones. They're like a Cromulon 6. They're like in Pokemon when you, before you have the goo goggles and you try to go through the desert, you walk 10 feet in. It's like, it is way too intense in here to keep walking without protection. So when you fuck and it's not baby making time, then the sperms can't survive because it's so fucking acidic. But then sometimes your vagina makes cervical mucus, which is, you can tell when you're ovulating because it looks like the fluid of an egg. Not the yolk, obviously, but the, what's it called? What's the other part of the yolk called? Or the egg, the white, like the white?
The albumen?
Yeah, the albumen of the egg. And that adds more water and helps sperm live long enough to make it to the cervix. So anyways, as soon as Chewbacca opens the panel, these two porgs jump out. And we can clearly see that the one of the porgs, I believe even the female porg, because Disney is stealing my ideas, has a bundle of wires or something in its mouth. Is that correct?
Yeah, a bundle of blue wires.
Blue wires. And blue is very important because I got a bone to pick with whoever made this script about those wires. So Chewbacca, the first thing he does is grab a fucking crossbow. What I assume is like a crossbow.
Yeah. It's technically called his bolt caster. It fires high energy, high speed, laser fired metal bolts.
I don't mean to be fucking dramatic, but if Chewbacca kills one more porg in this series, I will firebomb Disney's office.
Okay, maybe we should cut that?
It's the satire podcast.
Okay, oh, it's just satire.
These
okay.
are jokes.
Okay, it's just satire. It's just satire.
Okay.
Because you do look upset.
I am fucking upset. This is not... Allow me to rephrase what I just said.
Okay.
If Chewbacca kills one more porg in this series, I will stop thinking about porgs, and then Disney, you will be shit out of ideas because you're going to have to find somebody else to mind hack.
I think that's a fair compromise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or I'm going to start snorting Gorilla Mind because that actually does provide protection. It's like those radon tablets.
What is Gorilla Mind?
Gorilla Mind is a series of nootropic. I'm going to get fucking raked across the coals for this because everybody picks on me and my stylistic linguistic choices. But it is a nootropic. It is some kind of pill that political commentator slash ayahuasca enthusiast Mike Cernovich has developed himself that is supposed to make you unlock like your super brain. Like it helps you think clearer and work better or something. But it does provide a protection against Disney mind stealing, from what I've heard.
If you snort it.
If you snort it. Yes, you do have to snort it. Because okay. then it delivers it directly to your brain. Otherwise, if you just take it as normal, then it has to go and get digested, and then it goes to your bloodstream. It's all this crap. We don't have time for that. Disney is in our brains. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
You know, I mean, look, I don't love playing devil's advocate. I feel like it's kind of an easy position. But in our very first episode of Pork Chatter, the Pork Chatter pilot,
yes.
Pork Chatter episode 0, you and I create a pork cartoon where the porgs steal a piece of the hyperdrive. And they steal it. They steal like a shiny rock out of the hyperdrive. Chewbacca needs that rock back in order for them to escape the First Order. Chewbacca eventually trades that pebble for like another pebble and they escape. Would it be fair to say that our cartoon pitch is better than what we see?
Oh, absolutely.
I think it is.
When Forever 21 steals clothing the Dines, they always got to fuck it up a little bit. You can't just steal it verbatim.
Right.
That'd exactly. be too obvious.
Exactly.
They got to add like a good vibes, or a peace sign, or a shittily drawn rose or something to their whore clothes.
What? Their whore clothes?
Yeah, their whore clothes.
Okay. What I've heard is that it's like if you change 15% of it, you can. It's different.
I believe that, yeah.
So what I think is, like, if someone at Disney is listening to us, I think they changed our idea 15% for the worse. Because our idea had a lot of tension. It's like, are they going to escape the First Order? Will they make it out alive? And in this cartoon, it's like, titled Porgs, with an exclamation mark. So the porgs steal some blue wiring from the Millennium Falcon. Chewbacca grabs his gun to go hunt down the porgs, which is very funny because they're tiny birds. Like... What is he gonna think they're gonna like Is he there's gonna be trouble with these pigeons?
And then it turns into the classic video game Duck Hunt. No. So then the porks, for some reason, run and don't fly.
The way they run is very funny, though, because when porks run, they run head first. They tilt their entire bodies at a 90-degree angle. Much like, does Naruto run like that?
You took the words right out of my fucking mouth. They Naruto run.
I've never seen Naruto, but I keep hearing about this thing called the Naruto run.
All right, motherfuckers, choo-choo and buckle in, because we're going to talk about the Naruto run. Now, if you were born between the ages of probably like 1985 to, what year were you born?
1982.
No, yeah, okay. 1980. I'm going to even give it 1988 to 1999, something like that. You undoubtedly already know what the Naruto run is because you had someone in your gym class that insisted on doing it for some reason. The Naruto run is how, obviously, as the name suggests, how the characters in classic ninja anime, Naruto, run. And it's they lean themselves forward and put their arms behind their backs like a fucking sparrow. Why do they do this? I don't know. Why do the ninjas wear orange? I don't know. Just a lot of unanswered questions. But yeah, the porgs run like Naruto ninjas.
It's so cute because here's what it puts me in mind of. That they feel like they're swimming through the air. Because porgs are apparently incredibly strong swimmers. They're not like super good flyers. They can like glide from place to place. By the way, everything I'm telling you, I've heard from Sriracha. Like, I don't know this. So wait, am I correct or incorrect to say this?
I think that they can swim better. From what I've read, I believe they're like penguins. Do you remember learning in school about penguins, how they can't fly, but they fly underwater because they can swim so fast?
Well, I mean, I was taught that. I wasn't taught it in an ironic bullshit voice, but I was taught that.
Oh, well, yet. My teacher was mentally disabled, so.
Oh, well, then I apologize.
Anyways, so the porgs fly underwater. The porgs fucking tune in Naruto run back to their nest with Chewbacca and, for whatever reason, R2-D2 in hot pursuit. I feel like the robot could have sat this one out, especially since they had to travel over gravel and cliffs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why you need to bring in two characters to fucking chase some birds.
Very good point.
Also, I would love to know how integral this wiring is to the ship, that you don't have just extra wiring in there, because what in your life would you have to lose to chase a bird for it? Because in my mind, once a bird gets their hand on something, it's gone.
If a bird stole my super pretzel, I'm getting another super pretzel.
Right?
Yes!
Not only are they fucking dirty, but they can fly?
Yes! I mean, I think we have to take it on faith that without this wire, the shields or the hyperdrive or something won't work.
Okay.
Because otherwise, why would Chewbacca grab his gun and chase some birds?
Right. So I'm just going to give Star Wars the benefit of the doubt. Whichever creative mastermind is behind porks and couldn't come up with a better name. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say this is like super rare wiring with anti-space rapist coating on it or something. Like, this expensive wiring you can't just get anywhere.
Very specific coating.
So Chewbacca chases the porgs with R2-D2 behind him, and the porgs lead them to their nest, their little rock nest, and they put the wiring in the nest, and then they flutter off. So Chewbacca goes up to the nest and reaches down. I don't know why the porgs also left the nest, because they come almost immediately back. Not a ton of lie. Like, these porgs must be in on the need for plot development here. So Chewbacca goes in to reach and get the wiring out of the nest, and these two little, what you think are rocks, come to life, and it turns out there's two little porglets in the nest.
I will say this. This is the best representation of baby porgs we have seen so far.
And they're still fucking hideous.
And they still look like little McNuggets. I mean, honestly, you would think that Chewbacca would just be like, oh, great. And then just like eat the pork, like grab the porglets like nuggets and just shove them in his mouth.
Right. It's not like the porglets try to bite him or anything. The porgs don't even try to bite him. They just chirp. Like, they just chirp. Couldn't you just grab it and walk off? But no, these porglets are fucking disgusting. They look like somebody saw a picture of Mojo Jojo. Yeah. Mojo Jojo or whatever from Powerpuff Girls and drew in the face like that. They're ugly and they look like tiny little nuggers.
Now, it is interesting because I don't think this is an opinion that you've expressed publicly yet. Your utter distaste for the design of porglets.
They are fucking nasty. Let me tell you, the first time I learned about porgs, when I watched The Last Jedi, I was enamored with them. I was like, these things are so cute. I like them so much. I can't wait to buy all their merchandise. And then my brain started going. I'm like, what could possibly be cuter than a porg? Naturally, a baby porg. Kittens are tiny little birds. I'm thinking it's going to be a tiny, tiny little bird. No, these things look like monsters. And I'm getting so riled up, I got to get a drink of water.
Okay. Okay, while Sriracha's getting a drink of water, I'll vamp for a second. None of this is a joke. Like, I'm not kidding. And she's out of the room as I'm saying this, so, like, I feel kind of comfortable saying this. She sleeps holding a giant porg. A really, really, really big porg that she ordered specifically from a Chinese eBay. And again, I know this sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. She's named the porg Wally. She says that's short for Wallard. Sometimes when she's about to fall asleep, she will start to cry a little bit because she'll go, why aren't porgs real? And often the very first thing she'll talk about in the morning when she wakes up. Oh, okay. She's coming back.
Hello. What are you talking about, porgs?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's just like porg chatter. Like, I'm just vamping. I mean, Zwick will probably cut all that out.
Yeah, girls talking about porgs. Anyways, so yeah, these things are fucking disgusting. I Google it. Porg. Apparently, baby porgs are called porglets.
Yeah.
I learned that from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And they're just disgusting. They look like monsters. They look like apes.
Yeah.
They're really gross.
And they're also gray. They're like a different color. And I get it, you know, because like some babies are born blonde and then they become brunettes. Like, you know, a caterpillar isn't born a butterfly. Like, I get that there's like a transitional process, but it's a really ugly gray.
It's incredibly ugly. So Chewbacca goes, and when he tries to take the wiring, the porglets start chirping up a storm. And then Mom and Dad porg come back. For some reason. Maybe they had other plans, like to go grab other stuff, but they didn't expect Chewbacca to chase them. But it seemed like they were very aware that they were being chased.
I mean, they're very observant. Interestingly, like, but see, here's what I like. Like, the porgs come back to the nest, and they're not, like, worried that Chewbacca is there. Because porgs are just, they represent, like, pure innocence. There are no natural predators on Ahch-To. They don't know to be scared of Chewbacca, a giant bear. Like, I love that these birds are just dumb. Because the closest natural, like, simile to the porg in the Star Wars universe is the Ewoks. Like, the Ewoks, they try to make them, like, smart. Like, they have names, they build traps, do all this shit. And it's just like, these dumb, helpless little birds, like, your heart can't help but go out to them in a way that your heart does not go out to the Ewoks. You're just like, these stupid birds, they're trying to make friends with this space bear who's eating them.
Pretty much, yeah. No, so Mom and Dad come back to the nest, and they're chirping, and the babies are chirping. The whole family is chirping and flapping at Chewbacca. Now, why Chewbacca doesn't just reach into the nest and take the wiring, I'm not 100% sure, but Chewbacca's solution, this is another problem I have with this cartoon, is because when they put the wiring in the nest, it wasn't like the babies were using it at all.
Yes.
Like, they put it in a different area for the nest than the babies. And the babies, it just seemed like they weren't even aware that it was there.
Yes.
But Chewbacca's solution to this was to reach into his bag and pull out some kind of dirty cum rag.
I don't know that I would call it that. It seems like Chewbacca pulls out a, you know, like the kind of rag you would use to wipe the grease off of a spanner.
Or jizz off of a woman's stomach after coitus. So he takes his fucking dirty cum rag and puts, it's literally dirty. And it's like, here, you want this? Puts it in the nest. The porks don't even do, the boy pork immediately takes it in his mouth. It's like, no fucker, I don't want to cover my children with this. What the fuck is your problem? And throws it back at him and starts chirping again. So Chewbacca's like, I need to find something else to satisfy these porgs. If we're not just going to go the obvious route of taking the wiring out of the nest, which you absolutely could have done.
He's much stronger than that. Yeah.
These porgs, yeah, and here's how we know this. Because then the mom and dad immediately gesture towards a tree. Is it a tree or
it's
like
a very big tree?
A very big tree that looks like something out of Dr. Seuss because it's got some form of blue spaghetti hanging from the branches. And they try to flappity flappity flap flap up fly up
the up a mountain. The tree's at the top of a mountain.
Right. And they clearly want some of this blue spaghetti for their nest. They try to flap and fly up the mountain, but the winds are too strong. And they barrel backwards. The porgs just aren't that strong flyers. Now to me, as an outsider, this tells me that this was a perfect time to take the wiring while these porgs were fucking displaying their ineptitude at going up a hill. But Chewbacca doesn't do that.
Chewbacca instead, he sees that there's a tree that's covered in some sort of blue leafy fur. And he looks at his blue wiring and he realizes, oh, well, the porgs are clearly trying to get this blue leafy fur. So Chewbacca takes it upon himself to climb the mountain. And the winds are so strong that they almost knock down an 800-pound space bear. Like, Chewbacca does have trouble climbing the mountain.
I like that before he even started to climb the mountain, he, like, looks to R2-D2 for advice. And I like to imagine that the beeping from R2-D2 was like, well, you dumb, well, dipshit, why don't you just take the fucking wiring?
That is the kind of thing that R2-D2 would do. Canonically, R2-D2 is a huge asshole robot, which is why he's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, like, I like to imagine that he was, like, when Chewbacca turns to him, he's like, should I go up the mountain? And the robot's like, no, dumbass, just take it.
Yes.
And then Chewbacca's like, I'm gonna go up the mountain. So Chewbacca makes it up, takes it upon himself to go up the mountain, eventually makes it, celebrates for a moment.
He does.
Doing some kind of touchdown dance.
He does. He raises his arms in triumph.
Grabs some of the leafy material, comes back down, puts it into the nest, and the porglets snuggle up to it. Now, to me, it seems that the only similarity, this is why at the top of the episode I said remember that this wiring was blue. To me, it seems like this wiring and this leafy material, the only similarity is the color.
They're also not the same exact color blue. Like, the leafy material is a periwinkle, whereas the wiring it's not quite a royal blue, but it is a darker blue. But there is striation in the leaves, because again, like, don't think of them like leaves on trees.
It looks like seaweed.
This is some sort of weird tree that grows hair. Like, it's like blue hair.
Like a fucking Dr. Seuss tree.
It is exactly like that. And then the porgs see that their porglets are snuggling up to the blue hair fur tree shit. Then they grab the blue wiring out of the nest, flick it at Chewbacca, and then both porgs hop on each of Chewbacca's shoulders and they snuggle his face.
You brought up a really good point about that, which was how do the porgs understand the concept of what is that?
Like, trading? Yeah. Reciprocal trade? Reciprocal commerce?
Yeah, how the fuck do they like, wouldn't you as a bird want both of those?
Yes. If I were a bird trying to keep my children alive, I'd be like, well, this is great. Now I've got these blue wires and this blue fur.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep squawking until this bear goes away now.
Exactly, but the porgs somehow intrinsically understand that Chewbacca needs the wires and that this is an even trade. They give him the wires back, and they snuggle his fucking face. And at first, Chewbacca is kind of like, I don't want these birds snuggling my face. But then eventually Chewbacca does relent, and he's kind of like, oh, it is kind of nice to have these birds snuggling my face. And my best friend did just die, Han Solo. So the love that I've lost from my friend Han Solo, I am now finding in taking care of these birds. Because interestingly, so Chewbacca owes a life debt to Han Solo. I assume we'll see the outlines of the life debt in the new movie Solo coming out May 19th.
Oh, that's never explicitly explained?
It's never explained what the life debt is. But essentially, like, Chewbacca owes his life to Han Solo. And in Wookiee culture, like, when you owe someone a life debt, like, you follow them around for life and you help them. And so, you know, Han Solo passes away. Han Solo gets killed by Kylo Ren in the first movie, The Force Awakens. So it puts Chewbacca in an interesting emotional position where he's got all this love to give, but he has nowhere to put it. And that's why I really like his relationship to the Porgs in The Last Jedi. Because it's a really earned relationship. Like, he starts out hating the Porgs and eating the Porgs. But eventually, like, the Porgs break his heart and open his heart. And he kind of becomes a mother to the Porgs. And they help him get over the loss of his friend. And the thing I like about this Porgs cartoon is it is a crucial missing piece of Chewbacca's emotional development. Because at the beginning of the cartoon, the Porgs steal the wiring. He literally grabs his gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to go murder some birds. I'm going to become a birderer murderer. But then he sees that they have, like, innocent babies. And this isn't the right word for a Wookiee looking at a bird species, but it humanizes the Porgs for him.
Right, yeah.
He gets the fur. He helps the babies.
Because Chewbacca has a son, doesn't he?
Chewbacca has a son named Lumparoo.
Oh, okay. He has a son that he hates. Understood.
Yes, he does. He calls him Lumpy for short. And when the Porgs snuggle into his face, again, at first he doesn't like it. But then he starts to like it. And that kind of explains why for the rest of the movie, he's not trying to murder Porgs. In fact, because look, if Chewbacca didn't want this nest on the Millennium Falcon, he would just pick it up and throw it out the airlock.
Yeah, he would definitely shoot all of them in the face.
He'd shoot them in the face. He'd put them out the airlock. I mean, you know, flush them down the space toilet. But Chewbacca's heart breaks for these birds. And in this cartoon, I think we see why.
I agree. I love this cartoon.
I really like
this. I really hate the writing, but I love the end scene where they all do a tame snuggle.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
It's really, 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 really cute.
So that's been Porg. I don't want to end it here because I feel like...
Why don't you want to... Is there more you want to say?
They're just so cute.
Well, I know that... I know. Something that Sriracha says a lot is like... Why aren't they real?
Why aren't they real?
And I believe that one day they will be. Because if we can have a computer 3D print a hamburger, and by the way, that happened 5 years ago, like, eventually we will find a way to make these adorable birds come to life.
Hey, Elon Musk, you fucking jackass. If you want to be America's fucking sweetheart, America's new Shirley Temple, like, you're clearly so horny for that status. Why don't you make some fucking Porgs real instead of shooting your own jizz into space or something?
He did do that. He shot his own car into space, which is pretty much like shooting your own jizz.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah.
Because that's his...
That's his dick.
That's his dick.
Yeah, exactly. No, I completely agree. Well, I mean, you know, I think that between Bezos and Musk, if we could get them competing for who could create Porgs the fastest...
We'd have Porgs tomorrow.
We would have Porgs tomorrow. That's the thing.
We need to find a way. Okay, everybody in the audience, I'm giving you a challenge. Mm-hmm. I want you to tweet at Jeff Bezos, tweet at Elon Musk, and say, hey, asshole, make Porgs.
I completely agree. I think that's a really good call to action.
Do it now.
Well, I mean, they haven't heard it yet.
Do it now.
Okay.
This has been Porg Chatter. Do it now. Thanks. Big thanks to our sponsor, patreon.com/Asterios and Tesla.
No, I mean, it's great. You know, if you want to hear episodes of Porg Chatter earlier than most people, obviously you can pledge just $1 to patreon.com/Asterios. And you know, I am going to spend a lot of the Patreon money that I get on...
Making Porgs real.
Well, no, but a really good birthday present for Sriracha. Right now she has a big Porg doll. Is that a male or a female Porg?
That is a male Porg.
What? I think that for her birthday, which is July 15th, I'm going to try to get her like a really big female pork, so like thick, so she can kind of have a little pork couple.
And I'm going to go commit suicide now. So.
Wait, don't kill. Are you going to kill yourself because porks aren't real?
Yes.
Give it a. I mean, this episode hasn't even come out yet. Like, give it some time.
Okay, I'm going to take my hat off. So, Elon Musk, my brainwaves are free. Disney, here they go. They send it out. There's probably some weird porno stuff in there, too. Don't get this on your work computer. But here they are. I've taken my baseball cap off, lined with tinfoil, and they're in the ether. They're just out there. Take them. Take my energy, please. Please, Donald Trump, take my energy and make porgs real. I've got dragon energy. Cernovich is DMing me to tell me I have dragon energy. We follow each other now. We're talking about Vietnam. I need you to take my dragon energy, and I need you to use that dragon energy to shoot a porg and a car into space so they can reproduce, and eventually they will fall. There will be a rain of porgs. We send the porg, a female porg and a male porg, into space because that is the natural environment in which they can reproduce. We send them in the fucking moon in a Tesla car. They reproduce, and eventually there will be so many porgs just floating around in the outer ethos that they will become too heavy. And like clouds, when they become too saturated with rain, they will rain down porgs onto our cities, into our towns, onto our farms, and the world will be a better place. There will be no more hunger. There will be no more war. There will be no more disease. There will only be porgs. This has been Porg Chatter. Everybody go kill yourself. Hate my fucking